This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The strong winds and the West Texas dust, they have been causing some major issues this afternoon.
It is extremely windy out here along North Central Expressway, and that's not the first thing you notice, though. It's the visibility. There's a brown hue in the air. Why? It's dust, and it is really coming down in areas where you can feel it on your skin and definitely in your eyes. Your eyes are going to start to water if you're out here, and it is making visibility really rough. I'm standing next to my car, and I can't see more than maybe a few hundred feet or so in front of me. It's kind of like a thick fog that's coming down on this area. So far, I'm not seeing any major delays on the roadways, but the wind and dust is really kicking along North Central Expressway. Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
And David, you went out there as well just to also see if that just was true.
Yeah, went out for like 5 seconds.
Is there and really dust in the sky?
My eyes just started watering just after
he was saying, yeah.
Literally 5 seconds out there.
KRLD Airport Travel Update.
And all these high winds and the dust caused some massive delays and cancellations of flights today. We saw a ground stop at DFW Airport till just about 4 o'clock. At the latest count, DFW has seen 471 flights canceled today. Half of those are coming in, half of those are going out. Total delays, more than 656. At Love Field, they saw 63 cancellations so far. Again, about half and half with 109 delays.
And as the National Weather Service goes around town to survey all the damage, they have confirmed now it was a small tornado that plowed through parts of Irving this morning, leaving just a path of damage and forcing hundreds from their homes.
The wind blew off part of the wall of an apartment building near Pioneer and O'Connor.
The neighborhood is filled with children, and it's just awful for them to go through this.
Some people lost everything they own.
But one of those women says she lived in the Metroplex when a tornado hit Fort Worth back in 1999. She says downtown came back even stronger then, so she's hoping for the same thing here.
I know Irving will bounce back, and they will rebuild. And these people will have their homes back.
The wind blew down a sign in front of the grocery store across the street. Power crews are using the parking lot to wait for assignments, and workers inside have been dumping buckets of water out in the parking lot. In Irving, Alan Skaya.
Encore workers are trying to restore power all throughout the area. They just have seen down power lines following this morning's severe weather. High winds this afternoon slowing everything down, and there's not an estimate when all the power is coming back.
It's not safe to be up in a bucket or on top of a power pole when there's 60-mile-per-hour wind gusts. So there may be times where we have to temporarily pause work, but we'll be standing by, and as soon as it's safe, they're starting right over again and doing all we can to get the power restored.
That's Carrie Dunn from Encore. More than 175,000 customers in the dark. She says weather damage is similar to having a low-end tornado blow across the area.
Let's take a current look right now of the power outages across North Texas.
KRLD Power Outage Update.
Thousands still without power right now. Over 57,000 in Dallas County. That's gone up since we last checked half an hour ago. Over 36,000 in Tarrant County. There are 23,000 outages in Collin County and nearly 17,000 in Denton County.
While we're dealing with the wind in Bexar County, they're dealing with fires. A mandatory evacuation underway for some in the southern part of the county. Two fires broken out. High winds, low humidity, making everything worse.
Well, the 20-year-old son of Tarrant County Sheriff Bill Wayborn is under arrest, charged with solicitation of a minor, assault on a peace officer, and resisting arrest. The sheriff's office tells us Arlington police arrested William Wayborn on Monday. Now, the sheriff's office said in a statement that William is one of 8 adopted children of the Wayborn family, and that Bill Wayborn is, quote, disappointed in the choices his son made, but has taught his children there are consequences to their actions.
You know, we've been dealing and talking about the weather and everything, and, you know, one bright spot maybe could have been the Mavs. Well, yeah, that's not going to happen any longer. Kyrie Irving suffered an ACL injury. He's out for the year.
Kyrie Irving has played the most minutes in the league for 6 weeks straight at 38.7 minutes per game, and that's just not sustainable. I'm not saying that's why the injury happened, but I'm just saying maybe he was overcompensating. He felt like every time down the court, he had to be the one to score. He had to be the one to make something happen.
That's Blake Elliott, the Mavs insider from 105 through the Fan. He says he doesn't think the Mavs have the manpower to make the playoffs, let alone a series. Next game is on the road in Milwaukee.
And after tearing his ACL, Kyrie Irving released this short video on X.
I just wanted to take this time out. I don't want to get long-winded on here. I just want to take the time out to thank each and every one of you that tweeted me or you so much, you know, and it doesn't go unnoticed. It hasn't been 48 hours since I tore my ACL, but just wanted to let you guys know I'm okay, and I will be okay moving forward. It does suck a lot. I ain't gonna lie to you guys.
Oh, yeah, it does. Mm-hmm. I've torn my ACL twice.
Yeah,
it was not fun.
Nope.
He says he will continue to update fans throughout the recovery process.
And
we
do
wish him all the best.
Yeah, and you were just talking about this earlier, and I felt the same thing, that when you saw that injury, you knew exactly what happened. You could not watch it, any of the highlights ever again.
I couldn't.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Totally. We're getting a whole bunch of reports all over the DFW area. Plano West High School had a roof cave in. A half dozen buildings in Dallas at an apartment complex got damaged.
It was the wind that did it. Just past 6 this morning, ferocious winds struck the building at a complex on Marsh Lane in far north Dallas. The building was heavily damaged, and Dallas Fire Rescue was called in, finding 6 chimneys had completely or partially tumbled over. A small portion of the roof was also torn off. DFR's Urban Search and Rescue Team was called in just in case anyone needed to be rescued, but it turned out everyone was okay. 4 people were living in the damaged building, but they all found places to stay on their own, so the Red Cross was not called. From the 24-hour news center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Also making news today, the president delivers a speech before the joint session of Congress tonight.
The theme of the speech is renewal of the American dream. It comes after the president's whirlwind short time in office. Among other things, the president is expected to tout his perceived victories, like shrinking the size of the federal government and imposing trade tariffs. He's also expected to lay out his vision for the country, including efforts to end the war in Gaza. The speech comes as Trump's job approval ratings have dipped.
That's Linda Kenyon reporting.
Democratic Congressman Mike Thompson has been selected as the designated survivor for the president's joint address tonight. He was selected by leader Hakeem Jeffries and will watch the speech from a secure, undisclosed location off campus.
And of course, the president also designates a designated survivor as well, but he is not named.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.